secretaries I have now, can you raise your hands? Okay, one of them left. Shit. Okay, between you two, which committee, which workshop do you want to work in?
I'll work in
okay, okay, well, that's good. Now, there's we need secretaries to participate in other... Okay, there's finances. Let me... We got newsletters, stories, finance. Okay, now who else would like to take minutes at one of these other workshops? Hello? Anybody out there? Okay, what would you like? You got pamphlets, basic texts, and mechanics, literature mechanics. Local committee. Okay, basic text. Okay, anybody else? Alright, thank you. Okay, pamphlets. Local committees. Going. Come on. It's just not a whole lot. Just all you need to do is keep track of what's going on by writing down who's gonna who? Yeah. Okay. Somebody can take notes for Janelle until she gets back. Okay. Okay, there's local committees. Yay. Down to pamphlets. Okay, who's gonna take pamphlets just long enough for Janelle to get back? And then she'll handle it from there. Who's I? Okay, thank you. Very good. All right. Now,
we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tables.
And more back here if we need them. I'm wondering about... today I think we have a need in getting into this many... workshops so we can get an outline made up, and then tomorrow we'll have a basic outline to start with, and so we can just go into it and kind of roll right along on this. We won't be dragging our feet, so we can go ahead and set up a couple more tables in the back, you know, for whoever gets in those workshops. So you can bring your applications up here. Lack of a better way of doing this, I guess we start out with the... Pardon me?
Reception?
Yeah, first.
Oh, yeah. That's what you are. Whatever. Okay. Literature reception will be here. All right. Basic text at that table. Pamphlets. This table right here. Let's go ahead and get, we're going to have to switch all this stuff around. Stories in the back corner over there by the flag. Newsletters in that corner over there. Okay, we'll have finance and local committees in the back here. Do it. Yeah. Yes, your application would be nice, yeah. Address, please. Need an address on all these, too.
What if we take two of them?
Yeah, well, that's fine. Like I say, tomorrow, once we get done with this today, you can participate in any of them. But today, we want to get outlined. So pick out which one of those you want. Yeah, your address. Full address, because this will be another way of, for sure, we got your mailing address.
Yeah, this has your marbles.
Local committees in the back room too.
Yeah, local committees in the back room.
So you want this one here?
Yeah, yeah. Fleet address on there. How about zip code?
I have to get back to you on this. It got lost in the scuffle. On the way over.
Yeah, well, you're local.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you.
I figured it would. I got some paper. I can tear off a sheet of paper.
Okay, I can get you some paper, yeah.
What are we talking about?
That corner over there. Anybody need some paper? I got
right here. Paper.
Do you have anything that you'd specifically like us to take minutes on? Or can we just take them in the yellow notes?
General, what do you mean yellow notes?
The yellow notebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you take it on that, yeah. Yeah. You might want to get a chairperson. Okay, you want to write down how you want to, you know, who the chairperson is, and you're going to start on your outline. Okay, you're saying, well, the first thing you brought up on about putting an outline together, you know, you start out with whatever. What are you in here anyway? Like, you know, what's over there? What workshop are you in?
Basic chapters.
Okay, so you start out with chapter titles. That's one of the main things in the basic text. And then how we want to, what else can go in a basic text, you know, personal stories, and, you know, just A, B, C down the line. If you want to go into more detail, you know, you know how to make an outline. I mean, it's better than I do, probably. So just go that way.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
But if somebody has something really important that they say, just, in, you know, in the discussion, write it down. Just anything, you know, in general that you don't think is that important, you know, you don't have to write down every word.
Yeah.
If you see something that you think that is, that would be valuable as far as that somebody else not here would like to hear, you know.
Please write down as much as possible that the best word we can.
Okay. I'm going back there as soon as I get my. Yeah, me. Two of us?
That's a start. Local committee. And then what information that we need to send to groups that want to start a literature committee?
Where is local committee?
In the back. I'll be out there just in a minute. As soon as I clean up my mess here.
Hello. Thank you for doing all that. Good morning. This is Sunday morning. Everybody does, you know, didn't know that. Woo! I'm Cliff. I'm a drug addict and alcoholic. Hi, everybody. Yeah, let's start out the First World Literature Committee here with a moment of silence, and all who care to join me in a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Glenda is going to read the 12 traditions for us. Okay. Oh, she didn't want to.
Only what we have. Vigilance and justice, freedom for the individual comes from the 12th step. So freedom for the group springs from our traditions. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, and they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. Three, each group should be autonomous, accepting matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry that message to the addict who still suffers. Six, an NA group never endorse, finance, or send the NA name to any related facility or outside. like enterprise, but problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting and finding outside contributions. 8. Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. NA as such ought never to be reorganized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. NA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never to be drawn into public controversy. 11. Public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you. I don't know. These traditions mean a lot to me. After participating in the conference in California in April, it really showed me how important it was. Everybody went to the Houston convention last year, and I moved out of town for a few months and wasn't able to get down there. When I came back into town, I was reading the traditions with the preamble. I thought, well, what the hell is this? I really did, you know. And it took me about a month or more before I realized how important they was. And then by the time I got to the World Service Conference and saw how they used them, and it was explained to me that when NA was established in 54, it fell on its ass because they didn't have the traditions until they got back together in 56. If it's the stories, that's the way I understood it, you know. But, you know, the traditions is what kept NA together from that time on to now. And, you know, without them, we can't make it as a group. And what I mean by a group is, you know, united all over the world. So, there's a lot of controversy on the 12 traditions, and as long as a person sticks with them, groups and the individual also stick with them, it'll make everything a whole lot easier, and you just be better off in the long run. This is my feeling on them. I thought I'd throw that in for what it's worth. Some more people are getting here, and what I was wanting to ask everybody is if you want to just go ahead and get started in the workshops, or just try to have a more of a open discussion right now on what needs to be done in each of the workshops. And I'm just trying to figure out about how many more people would be here. Does anybody take a head count yesterday? I guess I could look through the applications. Has anybody got any comments? Go ahead, Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Stumbling blocks yesterday was coming up with the goal that we wanted to accomplish today. And so that's what we spent a lot of time doing yesterday.
In your committee? Well, the goal of each workshop is to try to set a basic outline, get it written down into detail on the different information that needs to go in to this little packet that we're going to make up, which will help each local literature committee, to where they'll know what needs to be done as far as, you know, how to get this literature together and what to do in order to communicate with other groups, you know. And Bo.
Hi, Bo.
Well,
an old man said to me,
details
until now has been basically that orientation sheet. A lot of people put in material that's in that orientation sheet from all over California, everywhere. And so what we're trying to do is just push that a step further and plan some more work. Personally, I'd like to see us have 10 or a dozen active committees, have those committees turn in, you know, 100 pages, 200 pages of raw material. And we'll have enough material to call another literature conference in the spring of 1980 and get down to composition and arrangement of material. Because we need a collection of material related directly to the individual members' experience of recovery in Archives Anonymous, so that when we compose the basic text, it will be well rooted in the facts of NA recovery, instead of just a bunch of us people sitting around thinking that would be great ideas and writing them. I mean, inspiration has its place, but we want to do it this way and let the facts, and let that original collected material kind of guide us and build in the potential text. And then later on, feeling wise, I think it makes a difference. Reality wise, effectiveness wise, it makes a big difference. We will still have the, you know, 1,500, 2,000 pages in archives. We can go back to it. You know, maybe if we need to work on the second edition sometime, and, you know, probably we're all clean us over there again. And, that's sort of the plan, is just to have as many active literature committees as possible, just collect as much material as possible until we reach the point where we can compose the working manuscript.
Thank you. That should be in the minutes that's sent out. I don't think anybody has any disagreement with that. If we sent your address out along with your name in the minutes to everybody, I think that way we could communicate with each other a whole lot easier. Pardon me? Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to do for yesterday, is by getting your registration and your name signed on this notebook, all this notepad also. If you registered and if you signed this, if they're both right, between the two of them, we should have the correct address. If you want to look through here and make sure yours is right, you'd be more than welcome to do that. And everybody might do that, you know, just they want to make sure they get to the stuff. They want to check this little notepad here and see if their name and address is down right. And that way you'll know for sure that you're going to be getting the minutes sent to the correct place. Well, how's everybody feel about going into the workshops or just discussing the different workshops a little more and wait for some other people to get here? Yeah, that's what I thought too. Come on, help me somebody. Okay, let's do it then. What we'll do is to see if I can remember where we had the same workshops. We had stories back here in the corner by the flag. Pardon me? Pamphlets there. Basic text over there. Finance and local committees was in the back. Basic text, pamphlets, stories. What else? Oh, literature reception was right here. And thank you all for being here this morning. I was a little late, but we got started a little earlier than we did yesterday. A little bit. Oh, fuck. I mean, I shouldn't say that. What? Just shoot
that. That after you have your basic literature committee, that the basic purpose was to gather material for the big book, for pamphlets, and for distribution and sales. And this is for to encourage the growth of NA and of the individuals in the program and to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. We wanted slogans, tapes, poems, stories, pamphlets, one-liners, articles, paragraphs, and newsletters. Okay, and we felt that these should be sent to your individual groups or to anybody that was in the actually a literature committee member. And we needed them as soon as possible, and we're always going to need new material even after the book is published for pamphlets and any other material that would want to be that, you know, can be used. Let's see. We suggested that on any material that's sent in, that I know we have an, you know, it's an anonymous program, but for purposes of editing and reviewing what was sent in, so that it can be kept on a personal basis, they should have their name and their address or telephone number, so that somebody from the literature committee can make contact with them, so that they can be kept up on what was happening. How to do this, to gather information, was by advertising in newsletters, announcements at meetings, a personal request, post existing material for people to see. You know, I don't know, we were told, you know, we need stories and one-liners, you know, but I never saw any stories or one-liners. I was, you know, it was pretty vague. Didn't know. And also suggested that you should post a listing of the members in the literature committee so that anybody could at any time get a hold of somebody about it. You know, like where you meet or a clubhouse. Okay, I think that pretty much covers gathering. Editing. Okay, the editors. I think it was decided that the chairman and the co-chairman or the co-chairman worked together or individually to just, when they first receive it, was to sit down and check for any errors like for like spelling, punctuation, you know, a lot of grammatical form. And we kept it to the rule of thumb, you know, if it's passable, let it pass. What was going to be reviewed was anything, edited was going to be anything that was sent in. Okay, and they would probably do this as soon as they could, and they wanted to correct any of the errors so that it could be printable. That's what we're trying to do. Okay, if you run into any problems, you should probably take a group conscience of it. And we wanted to keep it as original as possible, and we thought it'd be a good idea for everybody in their local areas to transcribe all the tapes instead of sending them to Atlanta to be transcribed. It might save Atlanta some time and some effort. And they suggested that you give all the transcripts and the tapes, you send both of them when you send them. Okay, so specifics to watch out for when you're editing would be like spelling and punctuation, sentence structure and organization. And some questions we asked were like, what kind of slang was acceptable? And what about things like, you know? Like, if you were transcribing a tape and the guy said, you know, 40 times, you know, where to draw the line on personality, things like that. And it's also brought up a question of profanity. You know, what was acceptable, you know, what's excessive, should it be used at all? And that should be a group conscience. Reviewing the material, first thing we thought, when you receive something, you edited it, and you needed to acknowledge that you received it. Preferably, personally, you know, a telephone call, a letter, and you want to say thank you to people for getting involved. And then you probably like a personal contact, a meeting, probably, or whatever you think's best. And that would be who's ever can review it, probably maybe the chairman or the co-chairman, or the co-chairman, and review anything that was sent in, where you decided you'd, you know, a mutual agreement between the author and the reviewer after it's been edited. And you want to keep it on a personal basis to keep the author involved and to get his approval if there's something that really needs to be changed for it to be printable, so that you can have him change it instead of going ahead and doing it. Get his approval and, you know, talk about it. And we felt that there should be a follow-up. And that could be either anybody in the committee and the author to tell them if there's been any developments. If anything, any more information was received. Like, to keep the author advised on any developments. You know, tell him if there were any questions about his material, or if there is approval or disapproval of it. And after that, you have to go into channels. You know, you've got your piece and it's ready to go, but where do you send it to? And everything goes to Atlanta. Anything that you receive goes to Atlanta. And it's the World Service Conference Literature Committee and 3091 Cranfield, Marietta, Georgia, zip code 30060. And I'll say again, you're always supposed to send the copies. You want to keep the original for your records. Send your copies. And you want to send for your tapes, both the transcription and the tape. On the articles, any newsworthy items should be sent directly to Mainline or a local newsletter, and they're basically deal with current events. And I've got an address for Mainline if anybody needs it. Receiving, if you want any information, there's places to order it from, and you can order information from Atlanta, from the same address, from the literature committee, and there's a place in California, and they've got an order form for that someplace around. Records. We suggested that you keep accurate records so that, you know, somebody, you send in new material and you need to get back to this guy and you don't remember his last name or where he lives or his phone number, you can have some problems. So you should keep accurate records on the literature you have on hand, the new items submitted, and all correspondence. Log all telephone calls and maintain copies of tapes.
Do what?
Maintain copies of tapes. Okay, and we felt that after you get all this stuff, you're going to have some place to put it, so you run into a storage area. We had some helpful hints. We thought that it should be one centralized area. It should be easily accessible but controlled. That anybody could go there, but the people that worked the area, that sort of like a library. you know, so it doesn't get all confused. It's organized. And it was felt that you should keep copies of everything. Again, correspondence, phone calls, and all material submitted. And that's all I have. Are there any questions? Yes, please.
Could
basically on excuse me, on the tapes, you're wanting the tape, and you want it also written down on paper.
Okay, I'd like to answer that with a good lead. What we felt on that is if we, you know, in the local areas, go ahead and transcribe any tapes that we receive, it's going to cut down the workload for Atlanta a tremendous amount. And go ahead and send a copy of that tape and a copy of the transcript along with it to Atlanta and still maintain, you know, a copy of each for our files.
So it's going to cut the
it's going to cut Atlanta's workload.
Right, it's going to save time.
Not Atlanta, it's going to cut the world of service. So
right.
I mean, that way people won't think that.
Okay.
It'll
cut down the
World Service Literature Committee. Cut down their workload. Right.
Save time, effort, and money.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That sounds great. I understand. Any other questions? There isn't. Well, that's all right. Thank you, Linda.
You went well.
I think you did a guy's good job there.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, it's good. Hey. Okay, I forgot a little something, but I'll sneak it in now. Is anybody here that hasn't seen the main line? Everybody here that's seen the main line? Okay. Is anybody here that doesn't have a subscription to the main line?
Hey.
Keep your hands up.
This is important. I think Bud would like to take the money back with you.
It would help a whole lot if it's any way possible that you could give them the money, because they need it and we need them.
Well, that's we need any more. We can copy off a couple of those if anybody needs another one.
Hey, Bud. But
there's two chairs right here, girl.
When did the first copy come out?
March.
Might be a little easier. And just as an example, here's a tape of Frank M. from Salina that was given to us. And this is an example of what can be done. Just tell your local people that this is the way, you know. Okay, this is something that they just figured out now. This wasn't known at this time. Okay, next group is question. Yeah. Yes.
Hi, Bob.
You know, like we discussed a few minutes ago, send it to Atlanta, not send it to Atlanta.
Yeah, so it makes sense to me to do it before.
Committee is composed of members fellowship-wide, committees fellowship-wide. Yeah. And all of those committees do the work. And the literature committee is those committees, those members, those chairpersons that have. So there's nothing, you know, all we got in line is the literature committee. The Land Leadership Committee is giving conferences full support. Is that point kind of clear now?
Yeah, for me it is. It is, really is. Makes a lot of sense now. Yeah. Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Basic text. Who is it?
Basic text.
Oh, Hank just went in the back. Yeah, right. Okay, is pamphlets. Who's anybody ready for pamphlets? Okay, go to pamphlets. Yeah, because we got the tapes going. Speak up because we got, one of the minute takers is way back here. Another one.
Okay. My name's Barb and I'm an addict.
Hi, Barb.
The pamphlet committee came up with, we talked about three things, and the first one is what's been done. We went over the different publications that were already existing. We decided not to do away with anything as was moved on the floor the first day. And then we talked about what we needed to be done, and we came up with a list of a lot of possible topics. We just sat around and we threw them out. And so we then organized the list of all these possible topics into some priority categories, and we came up with four priority categories which we think are important. The first one being carrying the message to the addict that's still suffering. The second one is helping the newcomer. The third one is the important aspects for the fellowship in general. And the fifth one is the community awareness and the family aspect of it. And then we talked about what needed to be done after all this. But first I'll go through these four priority categories and talk about those. What we did was, under each of these four categories, we organized the topics we'd thrown out under each one. Like the still suffering addict, we came up and we went through all the topics that we had gotten and put the ones that were pertinent to that underneath it, and in kind of an outline form so that when we send it out to people and they go to read it, they can get an idea of what we're looking for in that category. Helping the newcomer, things that we thought were really important for the newcomer to think about and to learn, to, you know, get information about. That's what we put under that category. And important aspects for the fellowship, things like spirituality, how it works, a big section on how it works. We also talked a little bit about the mechanics of NA under that category, like how to start a meeting, sponsorship, service work, things like that. And then under community awareness, things like the employer, talking about the disease concept and symptoms of addiction, questions and answers that people in the public have, information on treatment centers, and the family illness. So after we talked about and organized this outline, then we talked about the need to distribute the pamphlets to the literature committee so that they encourage members to write about them, and the need to get the NA literature pamphlets, the suggested and not the suggested is not approved literature, dispersed through the NA fellowship. In other words, the importance of getting these things out to the public, out to the people who need them. That's the purpose of a pamphlet, is to get it written and get it to the people who need it. And that's what we're going to do. Is, and in order to do that, what we want you to do is get your transcribed pamphlet or ideas, send them to Atlanta, and in Atlanta they will read them, send them out in the monthly pamphlet to all the literature committees, and if they come across one that's very good, pretty important, then they're going to move on it immediately. Otherwise, they'll go through their regular channels. But that's going to be really important in getting these pamphlets out right away, is following this procedure. That's all we got. Oh, we also came up with a big list of ideas that we're going to send along with each of these outlines. And that will help you to, I don't know, it seems like when I start reading things, my head starts clicking and I get ideas from them. So that's why we sent that out. So we'd appreciate just your ideas. Even if you don't have anything to write on it, send us an idea for somebody else to write about.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, Hank, you ready now with the basic text? Okay.
Hello, fellow pioneers. My name is
My name is Hank, and I'm a drug addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Hank.
What we did yesterday and today, we got the bulk of our work done today. Yesterday was very good, too. Okay. Yeah, we discussed yesterday was not as organized as today was, and we discussed and we saw the need for organization yesterday, and we got it together and pretty coherent today. We discussed the different lifestyles of addicts: intellectual, biker, street junkie, skid row addict. And that one thing was universal, and that's the feelings in the stories. Everybody can relate to the desperation, the despair, the loneliness, the euphoria, the anger, anxiety, depression. And we were to have the disease concept. And we talked about having a foreword to the book. What the book hopes to accomplish in the foreword, just the book, you know, be about learning how to live and enjoy life clean and sober. Topic to be discussed was should it be one book or several volumes? We decided to leave that and write down the possibilities, and that was have pamphlets in a single comprehensive text, or more than one book, or a book to be supplemented by later volumes. We were just thinking, what are the main things that relate to recovery? What is an addict? What is NA recovery? What works? What are the 12 steps about? What are the basic things vital to recovery? Okay. Stumbling block was coming up with a goal for today to get an outline, and the goal was to get an outline and then add detail that we could put for others to have a plan. We were planning a plan of action. And okay, so what we did was today, that was yesterday. Okay. Okay, we decided to have a moment of meditation in the Serenity Prayer and another moment of silent meditation, praying to be used as an instrument. Then for 9 minutes we threw out 62 topic headings without evaluating them. We then made 5 outlines which structured sections to be in the book. I'll get to some specific examples in a minute. We wrote miscellaneous ideas on side sheets that were helpful but didn't pertain to what we were doing, so these ideas wouldn't be lost. We could continue working without getting off on tangents. We then numbered the 62 headings. I read them aloud with their number, and the number was placed by 4 members, including myself, in the outlines to organize them into some sort of coherent order, placing a topic under the section we thought it would best fit, and putting a number under that section, rather than writing out the whole topic. This saved a lot of time. we got 57 of the 62 topics done, and that's basically what we did. These are just, you know, examples of what we did. We have how did we get addicted, and the topics under it are 3, 9, 15. There's about 7 under that, and under what it's like now seem to be most of our where most of the numbers fell. And there's, for example, in what it's like now in this outline is has got, you know, maybe 25 numbers under it. Okay, in this outline, I'll give you some examples. That's the best way to show what we did. For 9 minutes, and just, you know, sort of tried to brainstorm and get a hot flash. And shit, we, you know, one of the topics, and it may sound funny, was little old ladies get sick too, you know. And you know, it turned out that this was a very serious, grave matter, and there are you know, senior citizens, so to speak, and a lot of middle-aged addicts, you know, out there dying to, yeah. And, you know, the prescription addicts, you know, they go to their doctor and they're old and they're having pains, and, you know, he may give them painkillers or whatnot. You know, these elderly, supposedly sickly people just give them dope. And, you know, so, you know, it's not as far out as it sounds. Anyway, we gave each one a number. Number 11, beer and grass, was no excuse. Lots. Some of them seemed to fall under every single section, and some of them fell under only one or two, which, you know, seemed to indicate to me that, you know, some should be emphasized throughout the book, whether in theme or, you know, directly in word. That's basically all we did, you know. It seemed like yesterday we were just, you know, maybe a little hot on the idea of writing a book, and, you know, we just decided to get it down to something that we could do today, and this is what we could do today, and it was best for today, and it was a good shot. And you know, it's really neat. I prayed a week ago or so for a book, you know. I've been praying for a book just since I got here, but that's going to be in my prayers from now on. But I prayed for something meaningful that would give purpose to my life. And, you know, it just seems like this is an answer to a prayer for me. And now I do know what it is to be working part of NA. You know, I can really, it gives me a sort of identity. And it's really neat. And I love you and I thank you very much.
Just right in the main line as far as getting people, you know, the way you said it, just, you know, hit me real, really pretty heavy, you know, as far as getting that writing and just telling everybody, you know, if we all prayed and worked together for this book, it just make it so much easier, because I know I seem to complicate things on my own pretty easy, and I'll get all frustrated and flaked out because of it, but I can just sit back and do some meditation and prayer over it. It sure makes it a lot easier for me.
storage. Janelle, was you going to do storage? Oh, you're newsletters. I'm sorry. Who's got storage? Oh, Linda. Okay.
Okay, what we did on discussing our stories and everything, like we kind of like put out like different ideas to write about, like people that we needed to reach out to and stuff who are still suffering, like the street addicts, the pot smokers, you know, the prescription drugs, speed freaks, dual addictions, dual addicts, and like the different age brackets that we're going to reach, you know, that we need to reach when the right, that we felt that was a need. And, you know, that's ranging from the school age, you know, clear, you know, like the young kids and stuff, clear, you know, to the older people. And, like why we started how, and how we started, like attitudes, what got us here, family problems, living problems, like relapses, what happened, what it was like, what clicked that make, you know, that would make you want, that made you want to stay straight today. Language, we discussed language, and, we kind of came up, you know, like with be yourself and use your own slang, you know, except now we put, you know, we suggest not to use any profanity because it lowers the spiritual content, which was brought up when we were talking about it at the meeting yesterday. You know, for the different slang, I guess it's the reason why we brought that up is when reaching out to the different people and stuff on those newcomers and stuff, you know, if they come in and pick up the book or something and start reading it and they start noticing that, you know, hey, you know, they're using my kind of language, I can relate to that kind of language. You know, if you guys understand what I'm trying to say and stuff. Yeah. But we thought that was important. The spirituality part, like a higher power. Many people have different higher powers, how they find a higher power, and how we use them, the changes that we made, like in our addiction, like our friends and our jobs. Some of the pointers that we came up with, like in writing the story, was don't exaggerate or overestimate, keep it simple and honest. Stories should try to be based on recovery and hope. And the story, you know, is completely in the writer's control. Try to keep what it was like, you know, like for the identity, reality, specifics, what happened, like, you know, how you experienced, what your experience was like in treatment or your first meeting, and what it's like now in a balance. And sensitivity and keeping it personal. You know, I just feel like we need everybody's story and we need everybody to write one and stuff. And we brought up the idea right now that for them when they're writing their story, you know, like structure's not important. And if, you know, they're uncomfortable writing it down, put it on tape. We need poems or one-liners. I don't know what else to say. That's all.
Thank you. Before I forget, this whole place has got to be cleaned up pretty much. I mean, I don't know, back in the floors or anything like that. We want to keep thing everything picked up and big pieces of paper. But the main thing we've got to really keep in mind is that office area. There's got to be just like a pin. You know, neat as a pin, because it's got to be put just exactly like it was. You know, it's okay to use that stuff, but we want to make sure that they, when they come in tomorrow, they don't want to know where their scotch tape is, and they're, you know, so they don't freak out. We may want to use this later on, and it was free. You know, so. We want to do what we can to get it back in the same order it was when we left, when we came. Newsletters! Janelle, this time, hey!
I'm This is like speech class.
Really?
My name's Janelle, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Janelle.
I think for me to keep it simple, I had an outline here, and I'd like to follow it. That way I won't get spacing off or anything else. We came up with a few pointers yesterday that, like, I personally don't know the first thing about, you know, starting a newsletter. And I don't know how many other people do. And we found out there were quite a few little specifics that might be, you know, good to know. Like, these are generalities, and then we expanded upon them. I'll try to, you know, do that. One of it was to base the newsletter, you know, start it at the area service meeting, because that way, you know, you can strengthen your area service meeting and your newsletter at the same time. You know, people come to the area service meeting, they find out there's a newsletter they didn't know about. Second thing was to, like, take it to your group, you know, get a group decision on it, and then include a calendar of events. And on the calendar of events, we decided that, like, you could put official events first, then gather as much information as possible, and that would include special events, NA-related events, personal news items from groups and individuals. They decided, like, later on, well, let's just skip it till later on. yeah. Okay. Decided to, like, you could distribute it to the NA service structure as a whole and to the AA or NA community and drug treatment community. Organize events like newsletter parties, etc., for a specific purpose of gaining news material. Because, like, in Wichita, everybody goes to Brownies every now and then, and you know that would be that would be a good opportunity to just have a meeting specifically for gaining news events and items. Inform groups of this and, like, suggest ways that individuals can be important, you know, and useful in this, because, like, if they don't know how, you know, so. Well, I wouldn't know how. I mean, I could write a letter to him, but I wouldn't know that I could write maybe a cover or suggest a theme or a title or an illustration or a cartoon. And we think that, you know, by getting people together and just talking about these things, it'll get a little easier. And also to give positive feedback to people who do contribute. Because, like, if they can write in the main line and get good response from doing that, you know, maybe they'll be a little bit easier about writing literature for a big NA book. And I think positive feedback to whatever they do. You know, we're not, none of us are William Shakespeare, but we have some damn good ideas running around. And if you feel comfortable about writing those down and, you know, you get some feedback from doing that, you know, you're going to be more willing to open up a little further. You know, plant where you bloom, or bloom where you plant. Hey, I flunked speech. What can I say? And there's some few things here I'd like to just run down real, real quick. In production, like, this is a very basic beginning. We suggested that you type it and send it to a local print shop who just, you know, photocopies it, like, for $4 you can get 100 or so, right? You know, something like that. And not even worrying about pay stuff and all that until later on. And then distribution, you could, like, a certain number of copies to groups in the area, or pass it out individually, or, like, putting a newspaper fund and then putting the newsletter at your area service committee meetings, because, you know, that without the area service, you know, nothing's going to happen. That's my opinion. Mailing. Mailing. This stuff was heavy, you know. Like, then you have to start a subscription list. And with that, you have to get, like, names and addresses essential. And you have to account for the funds that you're spending. And you also have to consider the contract. You promise these people you're going to have a certain amount of copies of a certain thing at a certain time. And that's a pretty heavy decision for one person, so we decided it might be wise to take it to your group or whoever is involved with your newsletter and make sure they really want to put the effort into that. Because we found out all these little things about stamping your envelopes and protecting anonymity, which is important. You don't want NA on the outside of an envelope, you know, and bulk rate mail and all that. So they decided, well, it was just a, it was pretty complicated. And for right at the beginning, for people just starting, they decided it was just easier to pass it out individually, you know, instead of a nationwide level. Like bulk mail is pretty, it's a cost-saving thing. And we also thought about getting a post office. And I'm not sure if most area service places have a post office box, but like it would be helpful for Wichita in particular because the convention's coming here. You know, if we have a newsletter and a convention, you know, right at the same time, it's all going to grow. And keeping records, like if you do wind up with a subscription list, putting them on like index cards and then get a master list with addresses and all that essential. And the number of copies a person receives, like the last copy, if they got 6 copies of it, put 6 down there. And if they're a new subscriber and they come in with, on the 4th issue, just count from the 4, 1, 2, 3. Like it'd be 4, 5, 6, 7, da da da. And, we thought it might be wise on a newsletter to print like all the official stuff like conferences, and always put the address for the World Service Committee and the Literature Conference address and stuff like that. And raw materials like for stories and poems and stuff, it's okay to put it in a newsletter, but like the conference, like they said here, they ought to get a transcript or a tape or whatever. And also, one of the things that Bud brought up was the fact that the World Service Office is like an archive for NA history, and that whatever little old flyer you put out, I guess they should get a copy of it so they know every little, you know, thing that's going on with NA, and that's how a newsletter can be helpful. And if you don't have an ASC or a RASC, to, you know, start one, because that's how people get involved. And that's about it.
Fines in the blender.
I'm Belinda. I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic.
I'm Belinda.
Finances. And mostly what we did was get up ideas, things to do to raise money. Wasn't a whole lot of, you know, structure or anything we could, you know, could do until we really knew what was going on. The first thing is the money should come from the fellowship. We discussed this when we were all in a group. I guess I'll just kind of give you some ideas of some ways to raise money that, you know, we were thinking of. Write to all the different groups and ask for X amount of contributions from each person, getting an individual involved with it. Each individual in the group, you know, is going to, I don't know, get their enthusiasm up, and maybe we can get some more people working on this, you know. And, you know, when you're asking for money like that, let them know that it's a cash write-off, you know. And maybe that'll help. I don't know. The literature committees from each of the towns and are in the areas need to keep in touch with each other, let each other know what's going on. Maybe we can trade ideals, make it to some of the activities in surrounding areas, help each other out with, you know, raising the money. Having seasonal holidays, different dances and stuff, Halloween, New Year's, there's a lot of holidays you can work with. We emphasize a lot on passing the basket at the end of the meeting. Let the people know that we're a self-supporting group and we can't do it without them. I'm repeating myself on this slide. potluck suppers, bake sales, sleigh rides, hay rack rides, barn dances, weenie roasts. Increase your meetings in town. Sending out newsletters to each NA group, you know, could help letting each other know what's going on. Selling knickknacks from NA. Somebody suggested having a central office where you can buy NA stuff and NA, you know, keychains and stuff like that, you know, get a building or something and rent it and have all this stuff that you can sell in it. Maybe get volunteers to run it and stuff. I thought that was a pretty good idea. Yeah. Talent shows, musical concerts if you've got some kind of special talent, camp out, having a jar for change was one of the ideals, and putting, you know, like a slogan on it, how much is one human life worth, you know, and have it for the literature convention thing that's going on, and let them know what we're doing, that we're going to write our big book or whatever we're going to call it. Stress that it's ours, you know, it's everybody's in the NA. Let them know. Using one of your meetings a week, you know, I know a lot of us in different towns have like 3 meetings, 4 meetings a week, some more. And using just one of the meetings, the donations from that meeting to go to the literature. And let them know before you pass the basket, you know, this is going, you know, to the literature for the big book, you know. And I think that would be neat. Somebody suggested a percentage of what you take in at all the meetings, you know, your total income. Just take a percentage of that and just send it. What else? We talked about the need for a treasurer. I guess what it ended up to be is a representative treasurer in each literature committee. I don't know how many there are, but I think different areas have literature committees or something. And to have them handle the money, not necessarily the treasurer of NA in that, but have a separate treasurer to handle the money that we take in for the literature. And from there, it'll go to Atlanta, use a cashier's check, you know, and send it to Atlanta. I don't know the address. I think that you can. Another thing that's real important is advertising. We got to keep letting the people know, you know, what's going on, because they can't join in any activity unless they know what's going on. And I was thinking, you know, a lot of times we get a lot of things going in Salina, you know, and we get so much going that it's hard to get involved with it all and really get it organized and get it down good. Be sure not to get too much going all at once, you know, which can be a problem. I don't know. That's about it. I had some really good ideas. Huh? Oh, right. we had an idea to make a chart, you know, and hang it up on the wall and have a goal set, you know, so much we're going to try to make so much in a month or a week. You know, this is our goal for this week or for the month. And it might get a little bit more enthusiasm. That's about it.
Thank you.
Okay, Cindy's going to give an organized report of local committees.
Organized.
How to start your local literature committee.
My name is Cindy, and I'm an alcoholic and an addict. Hi, everybody. And my notes are just disorganized as I am, but that reflects our whole group that worked on this. Okay, we started out by using the premise that, you know, how to start the literature committee in your own area. Okay? And by that, we decided one of the easiest ways to do it would be... Okay. Would be to make, like, a form. A regular form that could be sent to each group that would help you to get the meeting started. And on this form, the format would be at the top to put, you know, your literature committee, the address, and the phone number of it. And then on the other side, to put the World Service Literature Committee, the address, and the phone number. And then divide it down, you know, into an outline. And for the first one, have it like, set up and promote your first meeting. And under that, subtitles of put it into announcements at each meeting, you know, at each one of your regular NA meetings, announce when this first literature meeting is going to be. Make up flyers. And underneath, under that, we had, for the flyers, you know, make them attractive. Make them eye-catching. So that, you know, a lot of times we have a lot of bulletin boards and there's tons of stuff on it, you know, but you want them to see this. So put it up in a manner that will catch the eye, you know, and then they'll stop to read on. One of the other things was stress the importance of the literature committee. You know, how important this is to you. And under that we went... you know, it's your first meeting that you do have. We go on to the subtitle of two, you know, and you elect your officer, and then a representative for the area. And if your area, if your group is not large enough, you can accomplish this by a group conscience, which will need a representative only. In other words, if you don't have an area large enough to have a chairman and a co-chairman and a secretary and a treasurer, then you can have one representative that can go to the area meet, you know, from that group. And you can do all of your discussing and everything under a group conscience. And then we've had set up and schedule regular meeting times, dates, and locations, and maps to that meeting place so that everyone would know how to get there, you know, and set up your regular time. And that was on the first part of that form. And then on the other one... Okay, here it is. And then on the other, we'd have another sheet that would have the meeting itself, you know, how to organize the meeting itself. And that would be... Number one was we opened with the Serenity Prayer and read the 12 traditions. The second one would be discuss and read new literature. And then that would be work on your new pamphlets or whatever you're working on at the time. The third one would be sending all new literature to the World Service Literature Committee. Your personal stories written or taped, your new pamphlets, poems, one-liners. And one thing that we put under them was how it works now, you know, how it's working for you now. Some of the other things that we had come up with as points to bring out first is to have, you have to keep in mind that your own NA group comes first. You know, don't let people think you're just trying to push this all off on them and forget about the other meeting. The other thing was to stress very strongly that you are the book, you know, you're part of the beginning. And that way everybody can feel like they're in on the beginning and it's a big deal, you know, because it is. We're part of, you know, what's going to happen. Emphasize the importance of the book. Create incentives, not pressure. You know, get the people interested in it. Don't pressure them, well, we've got to have this literature committee, you know, and we need people, you know. Try to create some incentive to do it. And keep the literature committee separate from your regular meeting. And then some of the things that we went over, those are the two basic, what? Mm-hmm. I'll get to that on this one. These were the two basic forms that we came out with for the first. And then we have some other ideas here that can be incorporated. And that is for the committee itself to send suggestions, everything, into the World Series. Is that what we decided it should be sent? Yeah. Send everything, you know, no matter how, and this goes into the other one too, but no matter how bizarre you think your idea is, that bizarre idea, somebody may be able to talk, you know, to take it on and to make something out of it. You know, so even if something sounds a little bit crazy, you know, listen to it, send it in. Say what you feel. That was one of the things we, you know, write down what you feel and collect your information and emphasize it. And well, I already said that, emphasize the importance of the board. Okay, and then on the financial, we got down to money. And the officers, you know, your officers that you're going to need are going to be chairmen, co-chairmen, secretaries, and treasurers if your group is big enough. And the purpose would be to raise money, to inform people, getting people involved. And one of the things that we kind of threw around for quite a while was the need for to go by the six-month guidelines for the officers that are set in the tradition, I mean, in the NA tree. And another thing is, this is a big job. Like, the secretary job is a big job for one person. I think the thing that we found out there that we could stress was the secretary or any other officer can have assistance, you know. They don't have to do it all themselves. They can have people to help them to appoint different assistants. On the financial part and the money, the handling of the money, okay. The World Service Office has a business form that you can order and might help you keep your money straight. It's a form that they already have printed up. Find a person for the job of the treasurer that has ability in the field. You know, like if you have somebody in your group that's a bookkeeper or, you know, works in that type of a job, that would be a good job for them. You know, use some of their skills also. Agreement from the group on prices. You need to, if you're going to be the area, I'm going to say this wrong. If you're going to be the area distribution center for the literature, you need to have an understanding with each group that you are going to sell the literature for a profit. You know, you will sell them to them on an individual basis, you know, the individual priceless basis, so that you can have the profit to get more money in, to get more literature. That we thought, you know, that should be right up front, you know, when you're selling them. You know, this is to set up your meeting in your town, and these are some suggestions.
And in your literature committee meeting, one of the things you're going to be, the goals is stockpiling literature.
Stockpiling literature is if you buy it cheaper.
Right.
Sell it at
individual cost.
You sell it at the cost that you would buy the individual.
Right.
Right. Profit.
Well, it'll be a profit. The committee will make a profit because you can buy it at bulk prices from World Service Office at 25 cents a copy and sell it at the individual price at 50 cents to the groups. We didn't say we were going to do that. We'll make a profit by selling it at the individual price because we'll be buying it at bulk rate.
Now, we'd be buying it at the bulk rate, and then we sell it to the group, to the outside groups, at the individual rate if they want to buy it that way, and that way you can stockpile your literature that you have. Is everybody clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we kind of went over that before. Okay, and another one of the things that we discussed was to have, when to have your literature meeting. And, you know, it should be before, these were just some ideas. Maybe you want to have it before or after your regular meeting. Have each one of the groups have a short, you know, each one of the groups that you select having, you know, whenever you decide to have your literature meeting, have them put out a short newsletter to the other groups in your area so that the other groups know what you're doing as far as literature. And then back to, you know, leave it separate from the meeting, set time. At each meeting, keep minutes. And then, you know, in the newsletter, you can also put explanations of questions that have arisen and the solution that you've come to on those, you know, and send them out. And I think to raise incentive, you know, was one of the biggest things. And one of the ways that we put down was to have your meeting maybe before or after, like a potluck dinner. You know, have everybody bring something to eat and then sit down and eat and then have your meeting, you know, or have it before and then eat afterwards. That was one of the things. And I think that's about everything we went over with that. But the main thing... Oh, yeah. One of the main things that we came up with, and I don't know where I have it written down, but was to keep your literature meeting and your literature business meeting separate from each other. In other words, your literature meeting, where you're going to be discussing the writings and the material and the pamphlets and everything, keep that separate from the business meeting part where you're discussing finance. You know, like your money that's going to go into the World Service Literature Committee in Atlanta. You know, keep the money and the working separate from each other.
I think that's what we were trying to bring out, was to, you know, keep financials separate.
from the rest of you. Go ahead. Okay, and then the one other thing that we came up with was on the application, this committee application here, is to get everybody in your group to fill out this so that they can all feel part of the committee. You know, because that way they'll receive information, you know, personally to them. And it's a good motivating factor, you know. And that's what we need is motivation, you know, to get us going on this. I think that's about, you know, where we came up with that, the main thing being the two forms to help you just get the meeting started. That's all.
We're almost done. Well, anyway, what we need to do is to give thanks. And the suggestion in mind of doing that is maybe if we all, well, first of all, is there any questions on what's been done, right, the reports? That's the same as paper reception. Yeah, that was the first one, right? Yeah. Linda gave that report. Yeah? Sure.
I'd like to mention something. The difference between a news article sent to the mainline and raw literature that all should be sent to Atlanta. Something for the big book or the pamphlets, something to do with stories or a chapter, should all go to Atlanta. And then they'll take and send to us what they want published and in what form. But a specific news item, like how NA is doing in Topeka, Kansas, and where our meetings are, and what we're doing right now, send that to the mainline, and we'll print it for you. But specific raw material for the big book or for a pamphlet, that should all go to Atlanta. Then they will send to the mainline what they want published. For right now. Does everybody understand? Oh, is that clear? The difference between a news item and raw material for the big book?
Yes, except we're passing on our material. That's the outside. Steve said a lot later on, we'll deal with that in December.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what he means. It's going to save them a whole lot of work. Because this thing gets geared up, and I can see from what we're doing here is going to just make things really going. If everybody just thinks they got something that going to mainline and it's not just really in article form, now they're going to be spending all their time trying to edit stuff and figure out what the hell to do with it.
And also, the mainline is more of
information.
Information. It would be that the tool of the literature committee, the mainline is not the literature committee.
Right.
The mainline is a tool of the literature committee. The mainline is not deciding what's going in and what's not going in.
If we can't, the mainline is
literature. How do you mean?
Yay! take us to the problem. It's a matter of local support.
Can we offer ourselves as a newsletter for later?
How did you say that now? Can you offer?
Would the group conscious like the main line to be the newsletter of the literature committee?
The World Literature Committee?
World Service
Conscious Literature Committee. Yeah, I think that'd be taken on acclamation, that big word that Mark taught me. Everybody agree on that? Say aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Oh, that's far out. Great. Hey. Wow. Now, any more questions, comments before we close? Yeah, Claire, mainline. Hey. Well, okay. Sure. Do what are you doing now?
Well, my name's Bo and I'm a drug addict.
Hello.
And I don't think that it's possible for any of us to realize on the 7th day of October 1979 just how much has been done, just how much inertia has been overcome, just how much groundwork has been done for people who are going to be involved in this movement. And we've just moved light years ahead of where we were Friday. Light years. And it'll just be seen like a lot of great events in retrospect. But I just really want to, you know, express my conscious thankfulness to you guys because I love every one of you, and it's been a pure miracle. There hasn't been one dissenting voice here. There hadn't been any frowns. There hadn't been, to my knowledge, a single instance of hurt feelings or ego or self-will run riot.